to mention still another area, namely things which relate to the Earth, that have been realized for some time, that the hydrodynamics of the liquid core of the Earth are of very great importance, that the state of motion of the liquid core of the Earth is a very complicated motion, where mechanical and electromagnetic forces both play a role, and where this motion belongs to the very difficult class called turbulent. It seems extremely likely that this is responsible for the main phenomena of terrestrial magnetism, and that this is also important for a number of other reasons. The calculations are very difficult and can probably only be done in a three-dimensional sense, and the pioneer with efforts which have been made in this field have all tended to show how difficult it is and what extensive numerical problems arise. It is quite typical that this type of problem, again, becomes probably accessible for the first time now. Another category of problems with which the so-called experts have been familiar, but which have only been used properly and which have not been used in vast areas where they're important and they're fast machines, is quite decisive, are statistical experiments on complicated situations. This is very important. It has already been pointed out here before that a fast computing machine makes it possible to calculate the outcome of something which one might do before one has done it. And that this means that you need not make as many experiments, as many tests, as many tries, build as much equipment as you otherwise would, because you can exclude 50%, 80%, 90% of what won't work a priori on the basis of calculation. You won't exclude all your duds, but you may exclude a large fraction of them. And the economic and organizational importance of fast computing in this regard is, especially in an organization with the problems of the Navy, enormous. I would like to add that this can be pushed further. There are complicated processes which are not exactly mechanical, like large-scale operations involving an organization, involving many, many men, involving many units, combat operations, or much more simply logistical operations that are involved, where you can, stipulating certain assumptions about what you're going to have, stipulating certain choices of parameters, which are really administrative or command decisions that will have to be made later, and about which your mind is not yet made up, calculate what is going to happen under those conditions. You can even calculate it if these conditions by themselves do not determine the event, because the event also depends on what somebody else will do. For instance, the economy at large in logistics, or the enemy in a military operation. Furthermore, may include things which are just pure accidents, say like the state of the weather during an operation, or some other factor involving human events or vulnerabilities and so on, which are statistics. You can, with a certain assumption of parameters, go through a calculation 100 times, each time assuming the accidental parameters differently, and so distributing them that these 100 tries give you the correct statistical pattern. You can in this way evaluate ahead of time the merit of different combinations of those parameters on which decisions will have to be made, and then get oriented how the decisions should be made. This has been done on minor scale, in medium, before. But it's a very difficult art, which again has remained undeveloped, mainly because each single try takes so much time, is such a high price in terms of equipment and patience, and the penalty for doing it clumsily is so high. Nobody in planning a program, a research program, or an investigation, likes to commit himself to a particular plan, which may be scary, if this involves tying up everybody for half a year. If one can do these things rapidly, one will be bolder and one will find out more quickly how to do it. So even finding out how to do these things requires very fast equipment. In addition to it, it can only be done in a routine way and in the absolute manner in which it ought to be done, if such equipment is available. Again, here's the importance of machines in the class of Nord, and specifically of Nord will be important, enormous. The same thing goes for various other calculations involved in planning and programming. Those of you who know the catchwords of linear programming, of non-linear programming, of various other forms of logistic planning will know what I mean, but I think I won't go into these technicalities more at this occasion. In speaking of the importance of knowledge, I would also like to add that while the speed which is achieved is a great in importance, and I've tried to give some of the well-known reasons for this, a few other things have been achieved like it, which are equally of very great importance. Those of you present who have lived this field and who have lived with and suffered with computing machines of various sorts and know what kind of a regime it is to exist one, I'm sure have appreciated the fact that it appears that this machine has been completely assembled less than 2 months ago, has been run on problems less than 2 weeks ago, and yesterday already ran for 4 hours without making a mistake. For those of you who have not been exposed to computing machines and who do not have the visceral feeling which goes with living with their mistakes, will appreciate what it means if a computing machine, after about 2 weeks of breaking in, has really a faultless run of 4 hours. It's completely fantastic on an object of this size. I doubt it has been ever achieved before, and it's an enormous reassurance regarding the state of the art and regarding the complexities to which one will be able to go in the future that it has been achieved. This is a machine of about 9,000 cubes and 25,000 diodes. These numbers are very high, but such numbers have occurred before. But machines of this type in the past took several years to break in. The last thing, which is very important, is said in fewer words, but I think it's nonetheless important. And this is this. In planning new computing machines and in planning anything new, in trying to enlarge the domain of parameters with which one can work, it's of course customary and very proper that one should consider what the demand is, what the price is, whether it will be more profitable to do it in a bold way than in a cautious way, and so on. This type of consideration is necessary. The world would very quickly go to pieces if these rules were not observed in 99 cases out of 100. It's terribly important that there should, however, be one piece in 100 where it's done differently. And where one uses the definition which Dr. Havens pointed out 20 minutes ago, namely to occasionally do what the US Navy did in this case and what IBM accepted in this case, to write a specification essentially to build the most powerful machine which is possible in this state, in the present state of the art. I hope that this will be repeated very soon and will never be forgotten.